Lovely. Not quite enough naked baby in the sink pictures for my tastes. I thought for sure we'd get a shampoo horn in there or two, but no luck. We're doing another piece of rite of passage today as well. A member of the congregation, a longtime child of the congregation, grown up here, Sonia Lawton, is at the age that we call bridging, the age for bridging, which is from what we traditionally call youth, fully into young adulthood. For the coming of age folk, that journey really is just beginning. At the bridging stage, we say, hey, whether you like it or not, you're up here into the adult world with us. And Sonia, many of you will know, and we're going to honor her today as well, which means, Sonia, I think you need to come up here, please, and Heather as well.
Take my hand?
Sure. You can't really see over the...
That's okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your patience. I'll just say a few words, and then I hope the song that my sister Cynthia and I plan to sing will speak more words for us. On last Friday, on June 1st, Sonia walked across her graduation stage at Elsie Allen High School, and that was a proud moment for her whole family. At the end of this month, she'll reach her 18th birthday, and that will be another milestone. But the opportunity to celebrate this in a ceremony here at this congregation today is very special to me. At the time that we found this community, Sonia wasn't too much older than her cousin Riley, who's playing on the floor over there. And she had the opportunity to go through a transition that happened back then called Walking the Rainbow Path when she started kindergarten. And many transitions happened along the way. She went through the coming of age program and the Our Whole Life Sexuality Education program. I'm so pleased that Daphne Parsons is here today because she's been a wonderful addition to Sonia's childhood, letting her play with all sorts of glue and gack and glitter, and that was the best child development program she had. So I want to thank everyone here for being the community that we needed to support us in Sonia's childhood. And whether or not she chooses to keep this community as her own will be her choice, but I'm glad that we gave her that foundation for the first part of it. Cynthia, would you come up, please?
I actually have a couple words before you guys give us our song, okay? We don't know each other very well yet, but I hope we get to know each other better. And as your... What's that look? All right. And as your mom said, the choice of whether you come here and feel that this is your home, that's yours to make. But from our side, this will always be your home. This will always be your congregation, and I'm your minister too. So just know that that's out there, always, okay? As I noted earlier, it's a service. Today is a rite of passage. Something is ending today. Something else is just beginning. Your time as a child of the congregation may be over, but we pray that your time with it is not. And one thing I think you'll find, now that you're in the club of grown-ups, is what I find year after year, that people are just people and adults are just adults, and those bridges can be overcome so quickly. Now, look at all those nice wrinkly faces out there saying, you're one of us now. Welcome, you're here with the grown-ups. I do want to give you a little bit of inside information though. All the cool grown-ups are dyeing their hair gray these days. Your religious journey will continue for the rest of your life. And you know that this community will not tell you what to believe, but we do have expectations of how you will behave. It is the hope of this congregation that you will continue to explore and refine your beliefs and goals and dreams in a community of seekers. We have faith that you will act with love and kindness to all people, that you will share in the work of making this world better, and that sooner or later you might just take responsibility for leading Unitarian Universalism into the future. We hope you will talk the talk and walk the walk, and we hope you will encourage us to do the same. So as you go forward, I have a present for you as well. You can open that. It's a chalice necklace. Okay. You can do what you want with it. Welcome. Welcome to the party. And blessings upon you. Do let's hear a song.
Is this mic on?
It will be.